I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The city of Houston is dropping the subpoenas of five pastors tied with an equal rights lawsuit. Bethany Christian Services' Bill Blackwire says the issue reveals a slow erosion of religious rights in the United States. Due to cases involving gay marriage and campus access issues, Bethany has a wary eye on hiring regulations. Even if those change, they won't apologize for their biblically held foundation.
Some of the attempts that are going on in society and with our government would be trying to limit proclamation of the gospel and what it really means to be a Christian organization.
Meanwhile, there's a movement in China to reach the next generation with news about Jesus. As you can imagine, it all starts with strong leaders. Eric Berkland is there right now with China Partner. He says they're training pastors in spiritual and practical topics. That's not all.
The other thing that we're concentrating on is youth ministry training. And the way we're doing that is through some much-needed small group ministry training, just helping them to understand the principles of how small groups can actually help build community amongst one another.
And what do you think the role of modern technology has in spreading the gospel? Wycliffe Associates believes it could be the key in translating the Bible into every language. With Wycliffe Associates' recent app release, Translation Studio, it's possible for anyone speaking English as a second language to translate the gospel into their native language and share it with their people. Ask God to provide the workers and open doors to expand this project. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. Get your free copy of the book at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.